Yeah, he's been in good form today. He's found the right rhythm. He's probably lucky Luke Curry on the horse outside him rides a fair bit for McAvoy Mitchell Racing and probably didn't serve it up to him too much. He was happy to come back and sit off that leader. But I think the nose roll on, just a little gear change. She's a good horse. I think she's suited around the bend. The astrologist was game in defeat. He fought all the way to the wire. He just probably wasn't in the right spot. Off the bridle on the home bend, but found the line really well. Maybe looking for 12 to go from the 1200 to the 1400 next time.
Yeah, Dino, we didn't think the astrologist would be that far back. Hit the line really well, as Dwayne said. Was it just struggled around the bend? Any excuses that you could see?
Oh, maybe he's just had the two sprint runs, and as Dwayne said, maybe looking for further. Now, Dwayne, remember, you rode him a couple of times, and one day it was at Caulfield. I think he zoomed from the back of the field looking like a horse that would want 1,400 ultimately.
I think so. I think he's going to win his best race. You know, I'd love to get him back to Caulfield 1,400. I reckon he can sit up on speed and dominate these races, and he just can get caught a little bit flat-footed on those corners. But, no, you know, Troy and Leon Corson's done a great job with him. You know, they've resurrected his career, and he's come back really well. There was a horse in that race I'd love to get your feedback on, Dean. In a horse called Standoff. This horse ran extremely well, just locked up just inside of the astrologist. May head up to Queensland for the Magic Millions. I know I won on it at Flemington. It was ran a big odds,
Maddie,
today, but ran extremely well.
Ran really well, Dwayne, and her runs have been her best runs, sort of straight in the big tracks, although Grant Dalziel's probably kept her to those sort of races. But she's not far off the pace, is she? And that day you did win on her, she was absolutely dynamic, bursting through and winning down the straight.
Yeah, she was. She has got a little bit of a quirky nature to her, but I loved the pre-parade today. She was a lot more focused. She wasn't as upset as she can get normally, so she might have matured a bit, and there's definitely a nice little race in her going forward. But the Sistars lived under the in the shadows, but stepped out and what's a won 400,000 now, so they've done a fantastic job with her as well.
Yeah, she's going to be
worth a lot of money,
valuable broodmare. Exactly.
You do get a lot of siblings who are extremities, Dino, don't you? Where the best one is so much better than the rest. But it seems like there are some families that recurringly produce nice horses, and maybe that Sunlight Sistar family is one of those where they all can run a
You'll
bit.
Yeah, and I think probably just the size of the models probably represents the you know, the talent in the horse. Like Sunlight was more like a, you know, colt by the time she was 4 year old, you know, a late 3 year old. And this mare's a nice mare, don't get me wrong, she's a lovely mare, but she's not in the same mold, but she's got the speed and the talent, and she's worth a fortune. She's a Group 3 winner. So yeah, she's very valuable.
Absolutely. Dwayne and Winksy, did you ever get onto a running family where all the siblings tended to be able to run a bit that you can recall?
Yeah, you've got to go back to 8 Carat, probably. The 8 Carat family was massive back in the day. And then the Black Caviar family, all too hard to step up like you did under Black Caviar and that. So
there Ole Kirk.
A few close. Kirk stepped out of the model now. But the Maccabi Diva family probably hasn't lived up to that in the Let's Alive. So it is rare, but when you do get them right, you can follow up and get a nice superstar that's just hiding in the wings.
But as you say, like that Scandinavia family, Black Caviar, All Too Hard, even the bad ones would win races. Yeah,
Magnus was all one. The Magnuses, all of his
stuff. Was Moshe one of them as well?
Moshe, correct. He was the full brother to Black Caviar. Yeah.
Yep.
You never had a running family, Winksy?
Just not to the memory. I remember I've had a great one with Tommy Hughes there, and I'm pretty sure one of the mares was unbelievable, like the Ponton Flyer. And then
Ponton Flyer.
I sort of rode them towards the end of my career, and they were all pretty, they all won too.
Yeah.
And you get to see a lot of star witnesses still going around, Winksy.
Yes, we do. So he was the only fast one I rode. he's wrapping that horse. Do you want to sell it? He obviously wants to sell it or something.
Yeah, it's on the market. Must be.
It's going to
checking
on.
This digital.
Not for sale at any price.
Oh. Everything's for sale. Oxford Williams, mate.
Hey, Dwayne, you have been a revelation with Winksy throughout the Spring Carnival. We have absolutely enjoyed having all of your inputs throughout the the spring ticket and on the country circuit today and throughout the week on Melbourne Cup radio as well. How are you going? How is your neck at the moment, and when are we likely to hopefully see you back in the saddle?
I see specialists early December. Hopefully I get a good report there heading forward. Hopefully not too far away, early next year, I would suggest, to get fit enough to get back up and about if get kicked off. But it's been great working with you guys. Been really good banter, and it's just been a pleasure to be involved. And hopefully we can do it again, bigger and better next year.
Donny, just a quick one, mate. Has retirement entered your thoughts or not?
No. I've sort of struggled through Caulfield, not too bad through Flemington. Really enjoyed the media, and as I'll push on, the support from the industry, the media role has been great, keep me in the right mindset going forward, and I'm really, really happy that's happened. And I'm probably nearly at the stage now, I've been off long enough to start to get that burning desire to get back on the horse. So sometimes you can have a crash or get injured and you sort of get the tick to come back and you're not really ready for it. But I'm probably not too far away from getting back and seeing what we can do. Hopefully I've got a few more years. If I'm going to go as long as Bossy, I've got another 58 years to go. So I'm looking forward to it.
You can only count your money so many times too.
Winksy's starting up beach yoga classes. He's looking for recruits. It sounds like you're going to be preoccupied next year, Dunny, so you're out.
Yeah, the peaches and the crown and the Carlton drafts haven't been really probably good for me for a yoga, so I might have to go in a sauna before I can stretch.
Just to make Winksy feel really bad, what are you weighing these days?
I haven't stepped on the scales, but I'm hoping I'm not above about 58 would be nice, but I might be kidding.
Millions.
Now, you'd be 58 on a good day.
Oh, man, I'd be wrapped to be 50. I'd be wrapped to wake up in a race morning, be 58 to ride 55 and a half or something. But anyway, luck of the draw.
Hey, he was a natural. He could have ridden 52 all his life, but Nobu and all these other restaurants.
Oh, come on now, you're talking about Zara, mate, not me. You and Zara get there.
Pretty much stuck the old Bay Maurice.
Very good. Hey, Dwayne, you've been outstanding with us. We're going to catch up and have a Christmas drink. We really appreciate all of your input, and whenever you're free, we'll be very keen to use you moving forward in the future. Well done, mate.